A would-be trans mass shooter has just had their plan to shoot up a school in Maryland completely foiled, thankfully. It's a disturbing story, must warn you, and we have to bring you the details because it's just, it's gut-wrenching. But thankfully, like we mentioned, this person did not get to carry out their plot. Her name, Andrew Yee. Now, ultimately, this is a biological woman pretending to be a man, so we will go by the biological gender. But ultimately, what happened here is law enforcement were able to get the manifesto that this individual had provided another one of their friends with, somebody who they had previously known from getting psychological help, and that individual turned over the manifesto. And I want to go through some of the details that are being laid out in that manifesto through court documents. Now, this is all because of the great work that Mia Cathill is doing from Town Hall. So let me walk you through this. These are a couple of portions of the manifesto. We don't have the full manifesto, so keep that in mind. On one part of the manifesto that was released, we're seeing that the shooter was also trans. Now, she's referring to the Nashville shooting in this. I should include that context. So she ultimately saw what happened in Nashville and wanted to do the same exact thing in Maryland, into a Maryland school. And so this is what she's referring to here. The shooter was also trans. His name was Aiden Hale, though the news keep calling him Aubrey. Makes me want to change my name legally before I commit a shooting to make sure the news doesn't misgender me. He was also suicidal before the shooting, just like me. And then he also, too, wanted to kill little kids. Now, it doesn't end there. There's another part of this manifesto that we are just seeing the sections to because of those court documents. So on that second part that we're also seeing, thanks to Town Hall, it says on page 38, Yee recalled reading news of a shooting on another elementary school where the death toll was relatively low. The kill count isn't very high. I could probably beat it, Yee says. My ultimate goal would be to set the world record for the most amount of kills in a shooting. Now, it's heartbreaking again, folks, because she's referring to potentially an elementary school. And that in itself, I mean, here you have it right here. I have also considered shooting up my former elementary school because little kids make easier targets. I mean, just that alone is disgusting and disturbing in itself. But again, this is somebody who has mental health issues, does identify as the opposite gender, and wants everyone else to comply with just that. So let's dig into some of these details as well, because there's a lot more to dive into. And Mia Cathill has been the one doing so over at Town Hall. So she joins us right now to discuss. Mia, first off, I wanted to thank you for not giving up on this story and digging into these court documents, because I haven't seen this type of coverage anywhere else. And everyone else fell off the story after you were able to confirm that this biological woman was identifying as a man. And you didn't let up on that. You continue to dig. So thank you for just conducting great journalism. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on.
So I wanted to dive into just those two sections of the manifesto that were released in the court documents. I think that's really telling. What was your reaction when reading this? Because, you know, you've covered the Nashville shooting as well. We still haven't gotten the full manifesto in that case either, which is disturbing in itself. So when you're reading through this and you're seeing these graphic, horrible details, what was your initial reaction?
Well, I see that this person's gender dysphoria is obviously fueling a big part of her mental health crisis. It makes you also wonder if during the time she was seeing her high school guidance counselor, if she was placed on testosterone, if she was going through hormone therapy replacement, and perhaps it was some kind of roid rage, some kind of steroids that has been fueling her anger. Mm-hmm. Because that's what a lot of people speculated as well with the transgender covenant killer. And seeing that she was partly inspired, she idolized, she praised, she said it really resonated with her, Hale's actions. So it made me wonder why the officials in Montgomery County are burying the lead. They aren't saying she's transgender. They are calling her by her preferred pronouns, by her made-up male name, Alex. They said this in the probable cause statements you're pulling excerpts of, and during the press conference on Friday. And I think that's just, you know, tossing gasoline on this fire instead of remedying what may be, you know, the root of all of her anger.
Yeah, and I think you bring up a great point. You know, I've spoken to doctors who do say these hormones do cause psychological issues on people. Do you know? So I read from your story that there were some psychological issues with this young woman, and that she was receiving help. In it, she also, you know, admits that she can't be honest with her psychiatrist because if she does tell her psychiatrist that she's having these forms of thoughts, that she could be sent back. Did you get any type of maybe insight into whether the hormones might have been the direct correlation to amplifying these horrific ideas of mass shooting children?
There hasn't been any confirmation of her transitioning past her changing her name, changing her look, going by different pronouns. But other than that, that's just speculation for now. But she's been obviously on the law enforcement's radar since 2020. So she previously threatened to shoot up the school. That's why she received a no trespassing order. So police have been aware of her homicidal ideations for almost 2 years now. So you would think this would have been addressed much sooner. I think the reason that the school district decided to act was her finishing her memoir, her autobiography. That's how she described the manifesto. And also, it's coming up on the 25th anniversary of Columbine. That was last weekend, the week of Yu's arrest. So I think all of this kind of culminated at the same time.
Yeah, I think so too. And you know, I have to be honest, I'm really proud of law enforcement for acting on that tip. So many times I'm covering these stories, whether it's Parkland, where law enforcement didn't act on any of the tips that they were getting from that shooter in Parkland. And sadly, it led to the shooter carrying out what they wanted to do. And you know, dozens of children have been killed because of it. So it was really refreshing to see law enforcement actually go and investigate this tip. Because it's something that we should all be fearful of. Now, I wanted to go back to the mental health issues because it is heartbreaking in itself, and I don't want to sound cruel. Ultimately, this girl probably likely had some sexual abuse at a young age. In one part of the manifesto that you guys highlight too in your article, which is so well written, she writes, "But the truth is, I sometimes think I'm a pedophile. I get turned on by little kids and want to touch them the same way I was touched. The pedo thoughts definitely freak me out more than any other thought I've had, even the mass shooting." I mean, that one really pulled at my heart because I think there's a lot here that hopefully they could dive into. Your reaction to that, because, oh gosh, it was an important piece for you to include, but it's just gut-wrenching to hear.
I think that part is definitely very telling as we can see more into her psyche. I think this is the case for a lot of those who have child sexual abuse cases. They end up having issues with their sexuality down the line, and sometimes they transition because they're afraid of their sexuality being hypersexualized. So I can see this being a case where that's why she started identifying as a man, started changing her hair, her clothes, her name. And so I do believe there's some truth to that. Reportedly, she did report the sexual abuse, but CPS declined to take the case. This is, of course, all from the police notes.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking. It really is. And this is why it's so important to take those claims seriously. And it's just heartbreaking when they're not. I want to talk about the charges right now. So can you give us kind of an understanding of what she's facing? And she still has not been released. Is that correct?
That's right. She had a bail hearing on Friday and the judge denied her bond. So she's currently still being held in county jail pending a jury trial, which has already been scheduled for June. And so she's, of course, going to be tried as an adult because she is currently 18. She's been charged officially with threats of mass violence. Now, that's a misdemeanor in Maryland that only carries up to 10 years in prison.
Well, we'll see how that plays out. I'm sure the mental health issues will also weigh on them as well. And right before we go, Mia, I wanted to say, you know, this story broke and a couple of media outlets did pick it up, but everyone has since fallen off of it. Why do you think we have this issue with the media these days where they see a story like this, and once they get confirmation that this individual is somebody of a protected community, whether it's the, you know, LGBT community, they kind of fall off of it. Why do you think that happens in the media? You would know best, obviously, because you're a journalist.
Well, of course, this is a case that they don't want to touch with a 10-foot pole. They don't want to identify her as transgender. If she was, of course, a straight white Christian male, we'd see the names plastered all over the newspapers. When I went down to the Maryland courthouse, to physically pick up the court documents, because that's the only way. They don't send it out electronically as government does. And they had already, the clerk's office had printed out a stack of the court documents expecting a media frenzy, which never came. They said I was the only reporter that came that day. This was last Friday. They were just surprised. They thought they'd have reporters knocking down their door, but this was something, even though it's a huge case in their backyard, media, even local media, doesn't care to pay attention to it.
Yeah, it's disturbing. I mean, you did a great job, and your article right now on townhall.com is incredible. So I want to direct our audience to go over there right now to read it, because this is great journalism. This is what journalism is meant to be, with you physically going down there, getting those court records, and then publishing them for others to even pick up the story and run with it. Because that's ultimately what these other media outlets could be doing. They could be just citing you, giving you the right credit, and running with the story, but they've chosen not to. And there's a reason for that always. Mia, we're going to continue to blast out this story and continue to highlight the great work you're doing over at Town Hall. So thank you for doing everything that you're doing right now and bringing this to our attention.
Thanks for highlighting this story. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. You guys, I've said it once before, so I'm going to say it again. And under the Biden regime, I've never been more worried about my financial future. I called my good friend Dr. Kirk Elliott because I wanted to come up with a plan put in place to make sure I was secure, and he came with a plan for me to invest in silver.
I'm rich.
I've got my silver. I'm feeling so much better about my future. I highly recommend you give him a call and just chat with his team, 720-605-3900. And you could also head over to his website if you'd like to schedule an appointment. It's KirkElliottPhD.com/Brianna. And if you enjoyed that segment, make sure you hit that like button. And if you want to see the news before it becomes the news, you have to subscribe to our channel. And well, if you have a liberal friend that you're looking to save, make sure you share this content with them.